Aches. Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the business secretary has described Donald Trump's decision to impose a 10% tariff on UK goods as disappointing. In a statement to the Commons, Jonathan Reynolds told MPs he'll be seeking the views of British businesses about possible retaliatory action. They have until May the 1st to respond. Mr. Reynolds says all options remain on the table.
The best route to economic stability for working people is a negotiated deal with the US that builds on our shared strengths. However, we do reserve the right to take any action we deem necessary if a deal is not secured.
New legislation to make venues protect the public in the event of a terror attack have become law. It follows a campaign by the mother of Martin Hett, one of 22 people killed in the Manchester Arena bombing in 2017. Every setting in the UK expecting 200 or more people will have to prepare. The Charity Commission has opened an investigation into concerns raised about Centre Barley. Prince Harry says he expects the probe into the children's charity he co-founded to unveil the truth he says forced him to resign. He stepped down as patron alongside several trustees last week. The charity's chair, Dr. Sophie Shandauka, last week accused the Duke of Sussex of harassment and bullying.
Prince Harry authorised the release of a damaging piece of news to the outside world without informing me or my country directors or my executive director. And can you imagine what that attack has done for me, on me?
Plans to expand Luton Airport have been given the go-ahead. The Transport Secretary is backing it, despite recommendations she should turn it down because of environmental concerns. Four Greenpeace activists have been arrested after scaling a building outside the Foreign Office. They were staging a protest over delays to signing an international treaty protecting oceans. In the city, following the tariff announcement, the FTSE 100 is trading down 133 points at 84.73. The pound buys $1.32 and €1.19. And the weather, rain in the southwest tonight. That will move into Northern Ireland, mostly dry elsewhere and a low of 1. Showers in the west dying out tomorrow, and it will be another fine and dry day with a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good afternoon, it's Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM, seeing you home for Thursday afternoon with the music of Massenet next, the gentle meditation from Thais.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
From Samuel Coleridge Taylor's African Suite, the second movement played by Chinicay Orchestra, conducted by Kevin John Adise. And before Daniel Harding on the podium, the London Symphony Orchestra performing for us, and your soloist there was Nicola Benedetti for the calm of the meditation from Massenet's Thais. Good afternoon, lovely to be with you. Margarita Taylor here, bringing you the music on Classic FM to see you home for Thursday. We are heading to ancient Rome for our film favourite. That's on the way at 4:30, but for now, from Grieg, we hear from the Holberg Suite.
Thank you.
from Grieg's Holberg Suite, that suite from ancient times, the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra conducted for the Gavotte by Ole Christian Rude. Now, in a moment, a top five selection from the current Classic FM Hall of Fame from one of the most loved composers and a piece that was premiered at a Classic FM Live. That on the way. First, though, now, here's a gentleman. Can we trust him or not?
This weekend on Classic FM.
Hello, Alexander Dragonetti here. You may know me from the most recent series of The Traitors.
Spurbaya, yeah.
I'm really enjoying presenting my programme. Trust me, it's a classic. Playing classical music you can always rely on. From the most iconic pieces to some of my favourites. Anything else is banished. If you haven't listened yet, there's still loads more to discover. Do come and join me.
Trust me, it's a classic. With The Traitors, Alexander Dragonetti.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tomorrow night at 9. Classic FM.
First movement of Albinoni's La Staria from the Sinfonia. We heard La Serenissima play that first movement conducted by Adrian Chandler. Now, the current number four in the Classic FM Hall of Fame, where will this land this coming Easter? From Carl Jenkins, it's The Armed Man.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Karen Edwards on Classic FM, Karen Jones on flute, Catherine Edwards on piano for Fauré's Morceau de Concord. And the piece before that, the highest ranking piece in the current Classic FM Hall of Fame from a living composer, Carl Jenkins, The Armed Man. From The Armed Man, The Benedictus, performed by Guy Johnson with the London Philharmonic Orchestra and National Youth Choir of Great Britain, directed by Jenkins himself. The piece at number four in your current top 300. And talking of important numbers, our 4:30 film favourite comes from a film which is celebrating a very special birthday this year. Released on the 25th of April 2000, the film was directed by Ridley Scott, starred Russell Crowe, and the music was provided by Hans Zimmer and the singer and composer Lisa Gerrard. From that epic Gladiator score, we hear The Sound of Earth. Hans Zimmer and Gladiator from the score The Sound of Earth, the Lyndhurst Orchestra conducted by Gavin Greenaway. And lots of love for that particular film favourite this afternoon. Thank you to Joe and to Scott and to Mark for getting in touch. Appreciate your text on 61812. The score, of course, there with a little echo and a nod to the work of Holst and the composer that I have for you before five this afternoon. We'll hear from Wagner, the master singers of Nuremberg on the way. But first, Richard Strauss, Elsa Sprach Zarathustra on the way for you next here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online for 50% off Country Cousins lifetime membership.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
Hey, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Joseph Haydn's 93rd Symphony on Classic FM played you the finale, the Danish Chamber Orchestra there, directed by Adam Fischer. And the piece before that, Sound of Sunrise, from Richard Strauss, Alzo Sprach Zarathustra, the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain, directed by Edward Gardner, for a piece of music that just made it in to the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. Will it remain for 2025? We will see. I cannot wait for the countdown to get underway. Just a couple of weeks away now, and 4 days of glorious music over the Easter weekend. And during that time, a new voice to the Classic FM lineup, Anna Lapwood. You can find out more about the shows she'll be doing at classicfm.com and on all our socials. Right now, taking us towards 5 o'clock in the headlines with Tim, I've got Wagner for you, the Master Singers of Nuremberg and The Prelude.
We'll be right back.
Classic FM, we heard from Wagner and the Master Singers of Nuremberg, the prelude played by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by George Schalty. Music on the way from John Williams that I haven't included in the programme before, but I'm sure you'll be familiar with this particular score, or you will have seen the stage production which inspired the music. That's on the way after Tim Humphrey brings us the news headlines at 5, including details of what whiskey, jeans and binoculars all have in common.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
Life is busy right now, so whenever I pop in to see Dad, it always felt rushed, and that just wasn't fair on him. That's why I contacted Home Instead. Every time they visit Dad, it's for no less than an hour. So it's never just a pop in, it's a proper chat, a cup of tea, moments to enjoy, and an opportunity to help Dad in his own home, where he wants to be. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was Gull's, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing and last-minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Amazing deals now on at Currys. Like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning, and a best-in-class printing app, and with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the government has released a list of US products which could be hit with retaliatory tariffs in response to Donald Trump's levies. Britain will see a 10% levy imposed on its exports to America, but some countries, like China, will see a 54% tax. Stock markets have fallen and the dollar was at a six-month low against the pound earlier. Presenter of the news agency USA, John Sopel, says the president is taking a gamble.
Americans are much more exposed to the stock
stock market than people in Britain. People have their pensions, what's called their 401k, which is normally in stocks and shares. And they will be looking at the fact that this, you know, the value of their portfolio or whatever it is, their pension, is down 10% on 6 weeks ago.
The Charity Commission has opened a compliance investigation into a children's charity co-founded by Prince Harry. He left Centre Barley along with several trustees last week. At the weekend, the charity's chair accused the Duke of Sussex of harassment and bullying. He attacked what he calls blatant lies. A man who was using 100 gas canisters to make cannabis sweets has admitted the manslaughter of a 7-year-old boy. Archie York was killed in an explosion in Newcastle last year.